Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. With me, we have Coach Jim Newsted, the coach of the West Platte Blue Jay football team. As we'll review first the game that happened last week. If you watch this game with going into 10 minutes left to go in the first half, you would have been very excited about West Platte. They played very well early. Actually took the lead in the first half with just a little under 10 minutes left to go in the first half. 19-14 lead. But consecutive turnovers allowed the Dragons to open the door to take the lead back. And well, they really didn't look back at from any point beyond that to take a 62-25 victory in KCI competition. Coach, this game was exciting to call, at least for us. First half, I'll even say. The Blue Jays looked strong. They showed the potential of what they certainly can do. Just mistakes cost, and I know there are other situations you'll talk about here in a moment, but for a while it looked pretty good. If we'd have kept going, who knows what would have happened, but it certainly it was a game. I know you can look back at the film and sure see a lot, but it was exciting at least to start.
Yeah, it was an exciting game, and we played well early. We just didn't overcome any adversity later in the game when we started having turnovers. I thought the first drive they went down and scored too easily. We made a few adjustments with our defensive ends to stop that. Defensively after that, I thought we did a decent job until we started getting the turnovers and getting short fields and so forth. So, I think they kind of got lulled a little bit when they scored very easily on us. I think they probably didn't go as hard the next drive, but, I thought we played offensively great until we just had some silly mistakes, and then those silly mistakes kind of kill their momentum. They'll kind of cut our offensive production down a little bit. Even after that, the two turnovers we had and we got down, even coming back in the end of the half, we had a couple opportunities to score in the red zone there, and we turned the ball over again. Having four turnovers and all four turnovers resorting to four touchdowns, that's a big difference in the entire game.
Yeah, you add that up together, and it pretty much is. And I did like, too, the balance that West Platte showed, able to throw the ball fairly decently. And, of course, the defense with some turnovers of their own. The Blue Jays, from my perspective, I see that at least the raw tools are there. If we can just hold the mistakes down, I think you might be able to, take someone that, at the top of the league or something and take them all the way down to the wire here.
I think we have a chance to be in any game with anyone we play with because our offense is just so diverse. Kane Cogan had a great night. Kane Cogan was 27-15 for 255 yards passing and three touchdowns. And he also ran the ball eight times for 90 yards. So he accounted for 345 yards of our total offense. So that's a big night. Also, though, Kane did have quite a few mistakes. He had one fumble and three interceptions. That fumble wasn't probably his fault because he got stepped on, but nonetheless, it went under his stats. So even though he had 340 yards of total offense, he still had four turnovers. So he was part of all four turnovers. So we got to fix those mistakes. Dominic Williams, not so good a night as he did at South Harrison, but I think mid-buck is keyed on them. That's why he opened up Kane a little bit. We're kind of versatile like that. If you're going to stop someone else is going to get open. But Dom only had 31 yards rushing on 20 attempts. So they made it a valid effort to stop Dominic Williams in this game, and they did so. Receiving-wise, we kind of spread the ball around a lot. Cohen Kite had four catches for 97 yards and a touchdown. Jet Chandler had three catches for 30 yards. Kent Wilkins, first start ever, five catches for 58 yards and his first touchdown ever. And Blaze Messinger, three catches for 70 yards and a touchdown. So we kind of had the ball everywhere. We got our receivers going well. We're running well. Kane's doing a good job of getting out of the pocket when needed and scrambling. If we can combine that with our running game all at one time, we're going to be very potent offense. So we're a hard offense to stop as long as we don't make mistakes. Defensively, I know we gave up 600 yards, but after watching the film, I thought we did a lot of things we did better than we did the first two games. Having short fields and that momentum kind of hurt us a lot. Jet Chandler was our leading tackler at six solos, three assists, and he had the one interception for a touchdown. So he had a phenomenal night on both sides of the ball. Cohen Kite had 11 solos and six assists. We put Cohen Kite in the middle of the field and had him run down plays, so that's kind of why he was a leading tackler. That's kind of what we planned on in our scheme. Gunnar Smith also had another good night, five solos, seven assists. Alex Allison's coming along at linebacker at sophomore. He had 5 solos, 8 assists. Blaze Masoner had 4 solos, 3 assists, and the other interception. Will Schaefer had 5 solos, 2 assists, and a sack. So, getting better on defense, still got lots of work to do, but, the fact that we gave them the short fields and the momentum on turnovers and so forth did not help us. And I think we got in the fourth quarter and we just kind of lost a little bit of a desire, and maybe you guys got a little tired, but we gave them way too many yards in the fourth quarter than we should have.
All right. Well, that wraps that up, the game going to Mid-Buchanan. And as a result, Mid-Buchanan is 1-0 in the conference. They're 2-1 overall. Going down to the standings here, East Buchanan is 1-0, but that was a hard-fought game over North Platte. East Buchanan winning that one 23-14. And looking at it from North Platte's perspective, you're playing a team that might be the number one team in Class 2 or whatever, and they played them very hard. So we tip our hat off, certainly, North Platte. North Platte giving East Buchanan all they can. Now, Penny is 1-0, and they're 2-1 overall. North Platte, once again, they're 2-1, but in overall, but they have lost one in conference play. North Platte has not played a conference game yet, but they're 2-1 overall. West Platte 0-1 in conference play, 1-2 overall. And Lawson 0-1 in conference play and 0-3 overall. Just the early goings in conference play, and it's pretty much looking at it, really no surprises. But I was a little bit surprised how close North Platte played East Buchanan there, Coach.
Yeah, North Platte's got a good football team. They have a good defense, and they have some pretty good threats on offense. From what I saw in the score, I think East Buck got up 23-0 and then didn't score the second half. So North Platte must have made some good adjustments at halftime, made it a ball game second half at 23-14. The scary team there is Lawson. I know that their record doesn't show that, having not winning a ball game yet, but their first three games are very, very stout opponents. So they always come in the season, coming in the conference play, having some very stout opponents. And the Penny game they had was kind of a fluke game. They lost by a safety. It's not going over the head, so they had the game won until a safety. But Penny's a good – I mean, our whole conference is good. Penny is good. North Platte's good. We obviously know Mid-Buck and East Buck are good. So I don't know much about Lathrop. I haven't watched any Lathrop film, but all the other films I watched, there's some good ball clubs coming up.
As usual, a strong KCI conference in football and in a couple of classes. So tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We'll talk about the next opponent, University Academy, with Ewing Marion Kaufman. We'll be right back to talk about that right after this. The Bartee Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bartee Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at barteelawfirm.com. Attic Storage of Platte County is your place to go for storage needs that can be climate controlled with large to small sizes. Attic Storage of Platte County has it all for you with tight security. Conveniently located near the Platte County Fairgrounds and just off I-29, stop by and check them out online at attic-storage.com or call 816-858-2511 and ask how you can get free coffee with your storage rental. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with West Platte head football coach, Coach Jim Newstead. Blue Jays playing homecoming this coming week. That's hard to believe that's here already, but homecoming, University Academy at Ewing Marion Kaufman. That's the combined team there. And we show them as 2-1, I believe. They've had some issues like an exhibition game here lately. They played Cardinal Ritter, which was a very good football team. Just kind of in a synopsis, Coach, this team's played very, very good competition.
This The team is very good. We saw them at Denham. They came to our Denham camp this summer, so we saw them at the end of July. They have some big kids on the line, the front line, and they have some good D linemen. Their quarterback and running back are very good. The quarterback and running back is probably 90% of their total yards of their team. The quarterback is very flighty. He can get out of the pocket very quickly. They have some design plays for him to get out of the pocket, but he's even on pass. We have to work on containing him. They run a lot of deep routes on offense. They like to get the ball deep on their throws. So we're a little short without having Kinslow at corners. We had to make some adjustments there. They run the ball well with the Eric West kid, number 10. They only have like three running plays, but he does well in all three of those plays. He's a good back. Defensively, they're going to be in a 4-2 shell. They do a good job of coming up blocks and containing and so forth, but they're a very manila defense, and they rely on their athleticism to make plays. So I think Coach Gallagher's got a pretty good offensive game plan right for them. We'd have a good week of practice on that, so we'll see what happens there.
Coach, I know that when you see University Academy, they usually have a breakout type of an athlete. How does their speed match up to somebody like maybe Mid Buchanan?
Well, you talk about the quarterback and running back, they're probably just as fast, if not faster. The quarterback doesn't look as fast on film, but he's like 6'3", and he can run. He's got long strides. He covers a lot of ground. The running back's a pretty quick guy. I'm really impressed with their defensive line. Their defensive line is pretty quick. Linebackers are all right, but the D-line is what impresses me. They come up blocks fairly well, and they get to the ball. So we got our hands full for sure on homecoming. It's not your normal homecoming type opponent. But I think we've had a good week of preparation. I think we made a few changes on defense. We put Jackson Davis at nose guard instead of linebacker. Try to get a little more quickness on the defensive line. We got Dalton back now, so Dalton's going to help us on offense. And he's back at linebacker on defense, which allowed us to move Jackson down the D-line. So we got a couple nuances, a couple changes and so forth. So I think offensively, they're going to have a hard time defending both run and pass like any team. Defensively, we're just going to contain that quarterback and bottle up the running back.
All right. Well, the University Academy Griffins ought to be a heck of a good time watching this game here, either online or in person. Homecoming for West Platte, Coach. And I know I talk about this every year with coaches with homecoming. There's a lot going on, a lot of activities, potentially a lot of distractions. What do you do with your team to keep focused there?
Well, it's kind of both, it's both ways. There can be distractions. There's a lot going on. But there's also can be school spurred and some excitement about the game and so forth. So, you kind of got to focus and emphasize on we have a job to do to get this done. It's fun to have all the homecoming events, but you also got to ride that momentum of all the energy that those events bring and so forth. So I think our kids are ready to play. I think they're excited. Homecoming is always a fun time. We got a parade tomorrow and then we got to get ready for a game, but we've had a good week of practice. We've been out by about 6 or 6:15 every night, and they've been excited about it. They've worked hard, and I think a little bit of excitement's going to be in there.
Well, terrific. Just kind of moving on to, well, look at the district standings here real quick. I know the points gather whether you're playing conference or not. Just kind of looking at it right now, the standings in the Class 1 District 3 District, which is where West Platte is. Polo is at 3-0. They've got 45.33 points. Midway, they're 2-1. They got 40.17 points. North Platte, they're 2-1, showing a strong 39.67 points. And I'm sure that the game they played against East Buchanan didn't hurt them at all. Crest Ridge with Chilliwee, they're 2-1, 36.83 points. Windsor 1-2 at 35.33 points. West Platte 1-2 at 31 points. Lincoln at 1-2. With 27.33 points. Skyline 0-3 with 22 points. And Wellington Napoleon, they're 0-3 with 19 points. Coach, looking at West Platte with 31 points, and we're not really that far. You're looking about, they're about 14 points, but there's a lot of teams such as Midway. They're within striking distance as well with 9 points. You just keep playing well, playing strong teams, and who knows what will happen.
Yeah, the point system is going to help. We're not sitting that bad where we're at. Obviously, we're going to have to win some ball games here in the next couple of weeks to maintain those point values. But I think the district's kind of wide open. I think the two forerunners in the district may not show in the rankings right now, but I think Polo and North Platte for sure.
I agree.
Are probably the top two dogs in the district. So things will pan out as we go. But we got to get a couple wins here or there. We're not going to be worried about our points in that district at all.
Well, let's start off here with a homecoming victory here this Friday night. Coach, it's great to talk to you again. We wish you well as the team Friday night for homecoming as they take on University Academy. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it. Go Blue Jay Nation. Come on, support us at homecoming.